This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It's a Friday in July, which means there's a whole slew of new movies opening this weekend. There have been some big-budget films this summer, some of which were blockbusters, like Man of Steel and World War Z, the new Brad Pitt flick. Several weren't blockbusters, of course. Lone Ranger, anybody? Filmmaking is a notoriously fickle business, and more movies lose money than turn a profit. But some entrepreneurs are trying to bring science to the art of Hollywood. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith has the story on big data and the box office.
Now the thrill you feel when Brad Pitt faces off with killer zombies.
How do we know they're coming?
They're coming.
Or the way your heart jumps when Daisy and Gatsby are reunited.
I'm certainly glad to see you again.
Can be measured and priced. Nick Meaney is the CEO of Epagogix, a consulting firm that uses big data to help movie studios predict hits.
This computer-enhanced algorithm has the data of many, many, many movies which have been analyzed by my colleagues and broken down.
Epagogix analysts look at a script and place a value on all of the plot points. A love scene, a car chase, a quirky sidekick, you name it, they measure it.
And they score them according to a directory in the way a teacher might score a test.
Those scores are fed into a computer algorithm, which then calculates how much the movie will make at the box office, plus or minus about 10%. Epagogix will also recommend script changes to make a movie more marketable, like setting it in a different place or scaling back a character's role.
One of the heads of the studio laughed and said, "Oh, that's great. You know, you just saved me $12 million. And we said, "How so?" And he said, "Well, the person I had in mind for the female lead was Miss X, very well-known Hollywood actress. And you're saying that role doesn't need to be as big as it was, so we don't need her."
Confidentiality agreements mean nobody can name specific films. But Richard Ferlin, a movie financier, says he'll only back a film that's been vetted by Epagogix.
As one studio said, they're shockingly accurate.
Ferlin believes recommendations from Epagogix have boosted revenues by more than a third on some of the movies he's financed. Still, he says, there's resistance in Hollywood to using big data.
There's still kind of the battle over, you know, the artist's side versus the financier side.
But Tinseltown is coming around, says Vincent Bruzzese. He heads Worldwide Motion Picture Group, a data consultancy that's done analysis for movies like District 9 and Oz the Great and Powerful.
To me, data is a very cold word. Our job is to look at what the audience is saying and use that information in an actionable way.
Bruzzese combines data he's collected with thousands of viewer surveys he conducts. He says studios, producers, and even writers are coming to him more and more, some paying tens of thousands of dollars per script. Some of the things Bruzzese has uncovered? Well, in films based on a true story, more than half the audience will Google that story when they leave the theater.
If it turns out that the ending of the movie was sugar-coated, that actually bothers people. It affects their ability to spread word of mouth. They feel cheated.
These rules are never hard and fast, says Epagogix Nick Meaney. All of the elements interact with each other in a unique way in each film, which is what makes this stuff so tricky. Even big explosions, the Hollywood blockbuster staple, aren't always a plus.
So in a film which requires explosions, they add points. If it makes a movie fall between genres, which is almost a cardinal sin, that then it actually might be a demerit.
Engaged to Mr. Darcy.
We are engaged.
Entertainment analyst Porter Bibb says the movie industry should be wary of screenwriting by numbers.
If you put everything into the meat grinder of big data, you come out with a hugely similar product. That is taking away a tremendous amount of creativity. It may, in the end, come back to bite the studios.
Then again, the studios have had some notable flops this summer, and box office take is down from last year. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.